This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Everybody, and welcome. I am your host, Tanya Friedman, CEO of Kinetics USA, the number one company for direct hire for nurses or healthcare workers coming to the United States. Today's topic is stateside. Once a month, we look at a specific state and see how that state is different to other states. And today is a very popular state. Today, we are talking about California. California, one of the most popular states in the United States. This is the land of Hollywood, Napa Valley, Yosemite, Rodeo Drive, the Hollywood sign, Disneyland, one of the most fun states to live in. And we're going to learn today what it's like to live and work in California. Nurse Vino and Nurse Estelle, who are joining us today. Welcome, Vino and Estelle.
Good morning.
I think let's start off by having you introduce yourselves. Ladies first, Estelle.
Thank you, Tanya. Good morning, everybody. My name is Estelle Dietlefs. I'm a registered nurse from South Africa. I moved to California last year on the 1st of April, so I've been here 10 months, and I currently live in Bakersfield in California. I work for Adventist Health. Yeah.
Wonderful, Estelle. So we are excited to have you on the show today. And of course, Estelle is from my home country, so a special place in my heart for all nurses coming from South Africa. Nurse Vino, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, Tanya. Hello, Estelle. Hello, everyone. This is your guy, Vino, a registered nurse here in Golden State, California. I've been a registered nurse for more than a decade in different areas, including OR, management, and renal services. My career spanned in different countries and, of course, in the Philippines, then immigrated to New Zealand and then Australia. Then right now I'm in America. I think it's my personality. I move everywhere. Like, I go to places where my feet take me. And I am currently working at Level 1 Trauma Hospital here in California. I am currently pursuing my master's degree in business administration and doing businesses aside.
Okay, Nurse Vino, a very interesting story. Lived in many countries, so we're going to be digging into that today. How is New Zealand, Philippines, Australia different to the United States? So we can't wait to dig into that and hear more about your experiences and what it's like to live in California compared to other places in the world. All right. So I think let's start off with step number one. Estelle, did you always want to come to America?
Tanya, yes. I mean, we traveled all over the world, you know, but my kids really loved America. And I think when we visited, we saw that people had very similar value systems to what we had, and that really sealed it for us. And then we made a decision that if we wanted to make this big step, America would be the place. It's also a big benefit for us that they don't discriminate against age. You know, that being a little bit older already in America, you were still very welcome. Where Australia, New Zealand had a cutoff, especially Australia and Canada had cutoffs in terms of age. So that made USA even more attractive to us.
Okay. Age is not an issue. You're a great nurse, Estelle. Vino, did you always want to come to California specifically?
The answer there is yes. Actually, when I was studying nursing, my goal is to really go to California and in the U.S. And when I moved here, my friends were like, hey, why are you going there? Because when I moved here, it's the time of COVID. It's the surge of COVID. And New Zealand is a country that maintained zero COVID for a long time. So when I moved here, that's what my friends keep on telling me, but I'm determined to go to America because I think this is where I'm going to be and this is what I wanted to be.
Vino, had you been to California before you came here specifically?
Yeah. Before moving here, I really need to test the water, or I really need to see how it is to you know, at this visit. So before really decided myself, I want to go there. I want to see the USA, the California, how you live in California. I first visited California.
Okay, so that's fortunate that both of you had that opportunity. But for many people, it's really expensive to travel, and they may or may not have had the opportunity to come here firsthand and see what life is like here. So that's where today's show is really so helpful for so many nurses around the world, or healthcare workers around the world, because we're going to share what it's like to live and work in the United States, and specifically in California. Estelle, can you tell us a little bit about Bakersfield? What it's like to live there? Where's the nearest airport? What do you do for fun? And what are the closest cities or attractions?
Well, you know, Bakersfield is amazing because it's so centrally located. We 2 hours from Los Angeles, and Los Angeles has the biggest airport, although there is an airport in Bakersfield with quite a number of flights in, you know, in the USA. But most of my family members, when they visit, they'll fly via Los Angeles, which is 2 hours away. What I really love about Bakersfield is that it's so central. You come over the mountains from Los Angeles and you go into the valley, the San Joaquin Valley, and we are 2 hours from the ocean. We can also decide to go the other direction, and then we're 2 hours from the mountains, and we're 4 hours from San Francisco, which is also amazing to visit. So even though the Central Valley is mainly agriculture and a sort of a flat area, we're surrounded by some amazing places. You can go on a wine route, which we've done before, to San Luis Obispo and Paso Robles, and you can go and see snow if you want to. So everything is accessible. Bakersfield is also quite a big city. I don't think if we ever eat in a new restaurant every night that we will finish it, you know, visiting all of them. So it's a big city, but it feels like a small town. People are really very friendly. It's very accessible. I live 15 minutes drive from the hospital. I never have traffic from where I'm going. So I really like that. I like the fact that you've got all the attractions of a bigger city, but you don't have the traffic and the challenges like that. So Bakersfield really centrally located.
Okay, so lots of things to enjoy and lots of things to like about Bakersfield. Is there anything that you don't like about Bakersfield?
I initially didn't think it was the prettiest place, you know, and when Americans ask me where I'm from and I say South Africa, they're like, so why did you move to Bakersfield of all the places in the state? So I don't think Bakersfield is famous for its natural beauty and environment, you know, I came from a small town in South Africa, so which was also a mining town. It wasn't the prettiest place as well, but it's what you look for. To me, the beauty lies in the fact that I've got a squirrel in my backyard, you know, that visits me. And there's plenty of beauty also in the people around you, the diversity of the people around me, the friendliness. So we've just decided that happiness comes from inside, and it's what you decide it will be. So I think there's areas in Bakersfield, you know, if you go more towards the east, that might not be as safe as the area where we live in. You do occasionally see reports of gangsters or issues like that, but I think that's probably true of most places. There's no place that only has beauty and only has, every town has its challenges. But I do feel that they adequately address it here, and I do think that the town is very well maintained. The roads are good. The sidewalks is clean. It's wonderful. It's safe. We go walking at night and we feel safe here, which is wonderful.
Okay. That's fabulous to hear. And I think you're so right, Estelle, because there's no place on earth that's perfect. And if you live in a city anywhere in the world, there's going to be some element of crime or some element of like good areas and bad areas. But generally speaking, I think you're correct. It's, you know, it's a really safe, family-friendly kind of place to live. Thank you for sharing all of that. Vino, can you tell us a little bit more about where you live and what that's like and how it might be different to Bakersfield or what might be the same as Bakersfield?
So I live in the capital of California, the busy Sacramento. We're just an hour and a half away from San Francisco, and also we're closest to Lake Tahoe. So basically, living in the city, and also if we wanted to experience something like Bakersfield, we're just going to travel north, and then we're up Lake Tahoe. So the closest airport in Sacramento is the Sacramento Airport. And if you're traveling to international, there is San Francisco International Airport. San Francisco topped the highest paid for nurses here, I can say in the country. And however, I heard that the cost of living in San Francisco is huge. The housing there is huge. So a lot of people were like doing their work in San Francisco, and then they live in Sacramento. They just travel to San Francisco, which is really feasible. You're here in Sacramento. I think I'm always close to nature. I'm a nature lover, especially I'm from New Zealand and in the Philippines. So I want a combination of two, which is busy and laid back kind of living. If you travel to South, then you're going to Bakersfield. You'll be in LA, Disneyland, and Universal Studios. If you're a nurse out there, I think you're going to love California, Sacramento, and the cities around the Sacramento, Roseville, Elk Grove, Vineyard. You're going to love it here.
Okay, good. Well, I love the enthusiasm from both Estelle and Vino.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
Vino, what would you say is the biggest difference that you experience living in the Sacramento area as opposed to living in New Zealand or in Australia?
Okay. So apart from being an adventurous person, because when I was in New Zealand, I went there with a working holiday visa. So basically, it's just a tour, and you're allowed to work there for just 3 months, and then you have to move for to another employer for another 3 months, something like that. But you're a tourist. It's just you get a chance to like feel the how to work there and how to live there. But I fell in love with the country, and then I stayed there. I never came back, so my mom was upset. But I'm an adventurous person. And then I moved to Australia. When I moved to Australia, I didn't kind of like it there because I was sent in kind of isolated place. So I went back to New Zealand, and then that's when I decided to, I want to see America, because I was young back then. I was in my 20s. And then now I can compare that the news that you see are just exaggerated. So America, I think it's the best place to live and work in terms of salary, in terms of work-life and balance, especially that I'm just so blessed that I'm here in Sacramento, that sky's the limit. There's a lot of opportunity for nurses. I believe that universe is big, and there's abundant opportunities than people. So that's what I can say, that here in America, in Sacramento, there's a lot of opportunity. In New Zealand, it's a little bit limited because it's just a small country. So if you're gonna like see on the map, the California is as big as New Zealand, or at least comparable. and California is just a state. So in America, you have 50 states to choose. So you can travel everywhere. If like me, hey, I want to go back to our laid back living, then I'm just going to go somewhere like Montana or in another state. So yeah, I think America is a good place to live for young individuals.
Yeah, I think so. I think what you're saying is there's an enormous amount of opportunity, whether it's in California itself, within America. Nurses are highly valued, highly paid. There's a great work-life balance. And I think the thing that is very apparent, though, is for many nurses, especially if they've never had the opportunity to travel like you and Estelle, you know, is that they don't realize how different the different states can be. And even within a state, Bakersfield might be different to Sacramento.
Right.
So that's where Onwards and Upwards, I think, is so helpful, because this is where people can learn about the differences and what is the best fit for them. Estelle, you and I know, because we both come from South Africa, that the climate in California is similar to South Africa. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what you've experienced in terms of the climate.
I think that's one of the reasons people also said, you know, is Bakersfield a good idea? Because if you're not used to a warm climate, you might be surprised. Bakersfield can be quite hot in summer. You know, I've got into my car where it was 110 Fahrenheit, so it can get hot. But it's geared towards it. There's air conditioning. The houses are air conditioned. And in general, you cope quite well. All the shops are cold. We wear jackets mostly when we go to the shops. So in winter, it's also quite similar to South Africa, quite a mild winter. We don't get snow in Bakersfield. It snows on the mountains around us, but not Bakersfield itself. So it's chilly, but it's not... you know, you can manage. But if you love warm weather and you love long days, the sun sets quite late. So after, you can really go for a nice stroll in the afternoon. It's really pleasant. We enjoy it.
Okay, good. Vino, is the climate, I don't know if you've been to Bakersfield, but is it different in Sacramento to what Estelle's just described in Bakersfield?
I've never been to Bakersfield, but Sacramento and Bakersfield, I think they're kind of similar. So Sacramento ranked as having the best climate in the world. Sacramento is synonymous with sunshine and great weather. Though this past few weeks, it's been raining, but my workmates and my colleague telling me that it never happened and rarely happened. And one of my colleagues said it happened. The last time it happened was 20 years ago. So I really like that Sacramento and Northern California is a sunny place to work, because I love sun. I don't like snow. I don't know if that is exact, but most of the people here love the weather. I can't complain. I really don't like snow.
California is known to be, you know, sunny, very nice weather, more temperate. There are places, obviously, that you can go for the snow if you go to Big Bear or, you know, to some of the locations in California. But typically, you're going to find that it is warm. And as Estelle said, when you go inland, it actually gets warmer. Like, I live in San Diego, which is right near the ocean. So it tends to be cooler than where Bakersfield and Sacramento are, because if you look at the map, they're kind of inland in California. So they tend to get a little hotter in the summertime. Okay, so let's talk about California fun. Estelle, do you want to share with us what has been your favorite places that you've been, that you've visited? You mentioned some of them earlier, but some of the places that you visited that you really enjoyed in California specifically.
So, Tanya, I think you live near San Diego, if I'm not mistaken, and we've been there and really loved it. It's beautiful. It's such a wonderful place to visit. So we've been there. We've been to San Luis Obispo. We've been to Los Angeles a few times, sometimes to go and watch sports, sevens, rugby, things like that. And then my favorite place, I must say, is the forest, you know, Sequoia National Forest, where you can go and see the red redwoods, the tallest trees in the world, and it's such an amazing place. So we try and over weekends go to a place we've never been. We love Santa Barbara. We've been there a few times. And when family visit, we take them to some of our favorite places we've discovered. It's beautiful around us. There's some amazing places. We often will go for a walk, you know, in nature, visit a local place where we can go for a walk just to enjoy the mountains and the nature around us.
I love that, Estelle. So much to see, so much to do. And next time you come to San Diego, you need to tell me so you can come and visit.
Definitely.
Vino, do you want to share with us some of your favorite places that you visited in California?
You know, Tanya, I did not know that you're from San Diego. Oh my God, I love San Diego. I love the iconic statue there, like the nurse is kissing the sailor. Oh, I love that.
Okay. Well, you need to come visit us.
Yeah, I did one time. And then I think there's a lot of places to go there. So I'm going to come and visit again. Okay, you know, Tanya, I'm such a traveler. And I go almost to every beaches and iconic places here in California. My favorite place here is Solvang. You will feel the vibes of being in Netherlands, a Dutch mill, and beautiful sceneries. The shapes of the building, they are spectacular and a lot more to see. I also love the Lake Tahoe. So I love Lake Tahoe. It's close to Sacramento. It's really not a long drive and relaxing. Nature is spectacular. Yeah.
So much to see, so much to do, such a fun place to live. It really, really is. Let's talk a little bit about the food in California. I know, you know, sometimes people say, well, what is California known for? The Mexican food, avocado toast, as I said, that's one of my favorites, clam chowder, sushi, craft beer and wine. Estelle, what are some of your favorite foods in California?
Oh, Tanya, I think you've just mentioned them. I feel hungry just listening to you. I love pokey nachos. I don't know if I pronounce it right, but I love it. And I love the fact that people say that's one of the benefits of California is that you really get real Mexican food here. You know, it tastes like Mexican food. And I think you can really enjoy any kind of cuisine that you like. We've visited some amazing Italian restaurants and the wine's amazing, as you can see on the picture. California wine's really good. We've got some nice breweries. We've really been tasting it. I think the biggest challenge is keeping my weight under control.
I agree with you.
Sampling everything that I can see.
It's tough when you come here in the beginning, especially because the portions are big. Yeah. So coming from South Africa specifically, it's not as big as it is in America. So you got to be careful. You know, tell us a little bit about what are your favorite foods?
Oh, my goodness, Tanya. You know, Filipinos are always fun of food. We like to bring food to work and eat out. Oh, as you can see in the photos, you saw evolution. Like I was skinny and then I put on so much weight because the food here is fantastic. You know, Esther and Tanya, my favorite place here, I don't know if you guys been there, but it's a boiling crab where you're gonna eat a lot of seafood. I like it. And me, coming from New Zealand, I really have a good tongue on steak.
Ah.
Yeah. And when I moved here, I was looking for steak. I thought it's not comparable. A California steak are comparable to New Zealand steak. I love steak a lot.
Wow. That's a high recommendation, Vino, because New Zealand is known for its steak. So it's good to hear that. That's fabulous. What about ethnic food? Your food from your home country, because I always find it so interesting and I lump myself into this category. You know, people spend such a lot of time, money and effort coming to the United States, especially as a nurse. It's such a difficult process. And then when they get here, the first thing they want to do is find their ethnic foods, like, you know, foods from South Africa, or like the chocolates, or the, you know, the Jollibee, or, you know, whatever is your ethnic foods. Have you been able to find that in California, Estelle?
Yes. I've done, you know, we make our own, like things like biltong, which is like jerky. We make our own. I've visited one of our local world markets where I could get, you know, sometimes you just crave something from home. I think it's more about being homesick. You know, just a familiar taste. And then, of course, when family visit, they bring, I've got a list that they need to bring. But it's quite accessible, you know, and you can order online as well. It is a little bit more expensive to do that. But I find that most of the things that we really need or want is accessible and available to us here. I just want to say, for those who are not that used to online shopping, it's absolutely amazing. There is nothing you cannot find, and it will be delivered to your door. So I've been doing that a few times.
Can be a bit dangerous, Estelle. I'm a chocoholic. I have to have chocolate every single day of my life, and I love the South African chocolate, even though I've been here for 22 years. So it can be a little dangerous, especially for the waistline. Vino, what about you? Have you been able to find ethnic food, Filipino food?
You know what I love here in California is I feel at home. I feel like I'm just in the Philippines. Filipino restaurants are everywhere. Like you mentioned about Jollibee. Oh my God, we're just 10 minutes away from where I live to Jollibee. And also the island foods. If we're like missing the, it's bibinca or the delicacies, the rice delicacies, we have it here. We just go to Filipino grocers. It's everywhere now.
Wow. So lots, too much to eat sometimes, but definitely something that's really, really fun in California.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses internationally. We offer direct hire, which means healthcare facilities will directly sponsor and hire you to work here in the USA. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. You can find the link in the show notes.